The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we have a lovely lady by the name of Bella with us today. How you doing today, baby?
I'm doing fantastic. How's everyone?
I love the energy. When I walked in, I just could feel the energy. I was like, whoa. I said, oh, come here, give me a hug. You snatched me in. I said, whoa, she gets real physical.
Yeah, no, I like hugs. It's just like, they're like warm.
And, what do you get from hugs when you hug people?
I get like, whenever it's like really like genuine, I just get like a little warm feeling in myself and like feel like.
Did it feel genuine? Did it feel warm when you?
Yes. There's some people, you know, the side hug that's like.
I fucking hate those.
Yeah. I'm like, come here. And then like there's times where I've met people and they'll just like, they're like, hey, and I'm going in for the hug, but then they do like the side hug. So you're just kind of like, oh, sorry. Got a maneuver here.
I mean, so tell us where you're from.
So I live in Miami, but I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I have lived in
Albuquerque,
New Mexico, yeah. Breaking Bad country.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad country.
Yeah.
Good TV series. Have you seen?
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen it. Like,
I tell you, I've drove through New Mexico and I tell you, that's gotta be the longest state ever to drive through. It's like 700 miles. It's crazy.
Dude, and it's all barren. Just barren. It's a beautiful, honestly, like, now that I don't live there, I can go visit it and appreciate the beauty a lot more. Yeah. But when I lived there, I was like, it's so hot.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it gets hot as a out there, man. That's the desert.
That's 110 degrees. You could literally crack an egg on a car and it would cook.
Wow. What were you doing in Mexico when you were growing up?
So
what was it like for a girl named Bella?
Okay, so I actually,
is that even your real name?
It's Isabella. Isabella. It's Isabella. But I go by Izzy, I go by Bella, I go by whatever people want to call me.
They call you Izzy at concerts, don't they?
Yeah.
Izzy! No, I feel it.
Yeah.
So tell us, like, I want to know, like, what was, you know what I'm saying, what was it like for you growing up there? Like, what was your life like?
So,
was it real basic or were you the
Actually, very simple. I grew up with my grandparents.
Okay.
So I lived in a very, very small town, probably 30, 45 minutes out of Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up, you know, they raised me until I was 13 years old and they did the best that they could to raise me. I grew up in a Catholic household. I actually would go to
strict.
Yeah. And I mean, they taught me my morals. They taught me like, you know, what things to appreciate in life. And they gave me the basis of like education and whatever. So funny thing, I grew up like, as I said, Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And every Sunday I would wake up at 7 a.m. and then we'd go to church and I would read the lecture in Spanish in front of everyone. So I've been, you know, growing up with the church. And then freshman year at a private Catholic high school. And then after that, I moved up to Washington to go live with my mom. And I went to a high school there. And then I got a track and field scholarship, moved to Idaho for a year of college. Yeah.
So you moved around a lot.
Yeah. So I'm not even halfway about moving
Take
around.
Your time.
No, you're good. I'm just saying, like, I've been everywhere. So I moved to Idaho for college. My hip decided it would be cute to split in two, so I couldn't run anymore.
Oh, split in two.
Yeah, so I got a stress fracture on my femoral, somewhere where the socket, you know, the bone socket goes into the hip and like split. Cause I barely started running in junior year of high school, so I didn't really have like the buildup of training and like endurance. My body wasn't used to it. So I went from running probably like 50 miles a week, 30 miles a week from in high school, 30 to 40 to like 80 to 100 miles in college. And my body was like, slow down. So it like, yeah. So I couldn't run anymore. And I was in high school, I was in college for that year. Had no idea. I'm like, what the hell do I want to do with my life? Like, I was taking a bunch of classes. I must have changed my major at least three times. I think I finished off with business and I really liked that. But moved back to Washington, lived with my aunt for a while, and I just decided not to continue with college because I just like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't want to get a degree that is not beneficial to me. I immediately started working. I worked at I worked at Whole Foods and I worked at Trader Joe's. I was a cheesemonger at Whole
Foods. That's crazy. See, and I have to touch the point, not to interrupt, but I have to touch the point of like, you know, you going to school, you say you trying to find a major, like something that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. Because I've noticed, and I'm not dissing going to college. Like, I don't want people to think that that's, I'm college bashing, but I'm like, people go to college for 8 years, however long, to end up working a deadbeat ass job anyway, or not even liking what they do. You know, that's fucking crazy.
Exactly, exactly. Like, one of my family members is a heart surgeon, and he is like, if you graduate from med school, any doctor will tell you that they have hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay off their student loans. And I just thought about it. I'm like, shit. You know, like, if I graduate college, I'm in like a lot of debt. So, and I don't, and as you said, I might not get a job that's, you know, beneficial to me, or right, that I hate. And then I'm, you know, my life right is going to be miserable. So, you know, I took my mom and my aunt's advice of just like, take your time. My grandparents were really strict and they were pushing me to go to college. And, you know, I took my time. I've always had a job even since high school. So I immediately went on the job force, worked, as I said, cheesemonger, Whole Foods. Dude,
explain,
I know.
Explain what a cheesemonger is. So, explain this a little bit.
Cheesemonger it's actually, so what it is you, I worked in the nice cheese, the, you know, fancy cheese and meat department with the wines. Mm-hmm. You learn a lot about cheese, olives. I mean,
tell them it ain't easy being cheesy.
It isn't. It isn't, bro. You got to stay sharp by eating cheddar sharp cheese. Sharp,
yeah,
cheddar
you
cheese.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, man. I thought you would have might have brought me some, you little cheesemonger.
I apologize. I apologize.
It's fine. I'm just joking.
No, I know. But like, I learned a lot about cheeses, and I know how to make a bomb charcuterie board.
Those are very good.
Yeah. So, I learn a little something from every job that I've had. I mean, like, now I can, like, put out a plate of cheese and people would be like, oh, she's so the party.
A man that messes with you, this is what he's got to look forward to. Dope-ass boards of meats and cheeses and things like that, wines.
Exactly. I'd be like, okay, this wine pairs with this cheese and we're going to have some dark chocolate to finish it off. But, yeah. So, not to go on that tangent, but after Whole Foods, worked at Trader Joe's. And then I had a few friends that were dancers over down in Portland at one of the clubs out there.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Portland.
Shout out Spice in Portland. Those were all my homegirls. And so they kept telling me, they're like, you need to start working here. You need to start working here. You're going to do fantastic and all this stuff. And I've always been like, you know, curious about it because I saw like the amount of money that they were making. And you know, I was a little scared. I went into audition one day, just said, fuck it.
Why were you scared?
That I would get rejected mostly.
Man, it's crazy because I always talk about it, right? And I said, I'm like, what's the number one thing? Hey, Donnie, you in here? What's the number one thing you think a woman hates in the world? I got you.
Rejection?
Exactly.
Rejection. Thank you, Donnie. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
like I think that women they hate rejection the most. So it's like they're even with men they hate to be rejected from men.
Exactly, and I think that is human nature because whenever you get rejected, I mean our you know the purpose of us to be on here is to reproduce, and being rejected is kind of like, oh well, I can't like be with this person, and it goes all deep into that. I'm a nerd about all that stuff, but but. Going back into the strip.
Okay,
we got time.
Talk about that shit.
Okay.
You open the fuck up, baby.
Okay. Beautiful.
You in the Shark Tank. Let's go deep. Let's go fucking deep. Yeah,
deep.
Come on.
We like deep.
Talk about it, yeah. I bet you do, don't you?
I mean, I'm a small person. It's not, yeah, we if we're going...
It's fucking crazy tripping them out right now. Like, God, man, no. Come on, man. Do I need to just walk out for a second and let you?
Yeah, Donnie, come
on. Turn the cameras off. Talk to me, though, baby.
Okay, so going back into where I started, like, you know, sex work is in Portland. I went on an audition. I was still working at Trader Joe's. Portland was 2.5 hours from where I worked, up in Tacoma. And
shout out to Tacoma, Washington.
Shout out to Tacoma. Everyone there is great. Great city. So I started working there, and, you know, it was really daunting at first because I'm like, damn, like, you have to get really comfortable for, like, exposing yourself. And, you know, as what people would say, like, yes, you sell your looks, you sell your personality to you know, make money. You sell your body to make money. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say not. But that was a big hurdle mentally that I had to, you know, overcome. And soon enough, it became second nature. And for at least a few months, my day looked like I woke up at 8 a.m. or 8 a.m. I would go to work around like 9 or 10.
Trader Joe's.
This is up in Washington. Go to work at 9, 10 in the morning. Get off of work at like 6 or 7. And then I would immediately get in my little Prius that I had, drive all the way down to Portland, start my shift at 8 p.m. And then work until 3 a.m., drive all the way back up to Tacoma, go to bed at like 5 or 6 a.m. and wake up at 8 a.m. and repeat the cycle.
You know, the hard side of me would say, you're young, you can handle it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But I think anybody, but looking at it now, I think anybody's body can have a breaking point. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's physically or mentally.
Mentally. I mean, especially like with OnlyFans and all this stuff, like it is. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Like there's different ways that you can break. And I mean, since I was young, I was just, you know, probably like 19. No, I was 20. I was definitely 20. And then I turned 21 while I was working there. And they have different rules. Like when you're 20, you're not allowed to like show anything. And then it was only a few months that I was 20. And then I turned 21. And there we go. there we go. But no, and I was, you know, I had a blast working there. And then soon enough, I quit my job at Trader Joe's because, you know, before when I was working
at... I know exactly why you quit your job at Trader Joe's.
You know, yeah.
Because you start making some real motherfucking money. And exactly. You're like, why am I up in here? I just made last night what I probably made the last 2 months in this
exactly, motherfucker. Exactly. And I mean, when I was working at Trader Joe's, I lived with my aunt and I was barely making money. I paid her rent because that's just me. I had to pay her rent and I couldn't live there for free. And I remember there was...
Because she not afford it or something? Was she not working? Or?
No, it's just more so of me. I don't like relying on people. I really don't. And I don't like to be like, oh, I'm relying on my aunt. And I never asked her for money whenever I was really struggling. I would go out of my way to park in parking lots and look for quarters and pennies to pay for gas. I was embarrassed to ask my mom or my aunt for any money because that's just not, like, I mean, I had a house over my head during that, and I'm very grateful for my aunt. I paid her what I could in rent, and like the rest, it was just car bill and stuff. It's just
you were smart as fuck for that, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna give you some like for real. I'll fuck with you for that because you paying the rent keeps them off your back. Like shut the fuck up, don't say nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing you can say to me. Like when you go and live with somebody, they'll start finding their way to tell you what to do, like because it's their house. It don't matter how old you are. You know what I'm saying? This can be at a friend's house. You go stay at somebody's house long enough for free, mother gonna start telling you, like, well, damn, you're not cleaning up. Damn, you're supposed to do this. Now you're supposed to turn into the maid. You're not supposed to live your life. You're supposed to cater to the house.
Exactly.
You were smart for that. Like, fuck that. Pay the motherfucking rent. That way, hey, can't nobody say shit to me in this motherfucker.
That's how I am in life in general. Ever since I was young, it's just that I don't like owing someone something. It just gets me like, okay,
I need it.
And whenever I borrow money or if I like ask someone to spot me, like if I forgot my credit card, I pay them as soon as I get home. Like that, I can't. Deal with owing people something. So, you know, she didn't even know that I was dancing for like the longest time because she worked night shifts and she didn't really know, like my family didn't know anything until finally I was just like, you know what, I gotta tell them. So I told my mom and I told my aunt. My aunt was a little bit more upset. She was like, why are you doing this? And I'm like, auntie, this is just, you know, you don't really know what to say. I didn't know really what to say when I was younger because I was, you know, I was raised Catholic and just kind of, there's no explanation to it. But my mom was a little bit more chill. She'd rather be me making money and I'm very safe about everything. Like she trusted me to be safe about it. And my aunt finally warmed up to it and was, you know, she's like, you got to do what you got to do. Just please, please, please be safe. And I was
stripping.
Huh? Yeah.
What, stripping at the time?
Yeah.
I get it. She was an older lady.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, she's probably old fashioned, you know. To her, stripping's still taboo, but it's so commercialized and frontline these days. Like, what's a stripper compared to a chick doing OnlyFans or doing porn? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of my best friends are still dancers, and they slay the game, man. They know, and I mean, like, whenever you become so experienced, you attract regulars, and the regulars become, and if you're good to your regulars, then you're set, like, for a while.
For sure.
And for me, it was just, I started learning about OnlyFans when I was dancing, and some girls just mentioned it to me. They're like, "Oh, this is new website. Like, you can." Just, you know, lingerie, you can keep up, you can tell your regulars to, you know, message you on there, and you can make videos for them and, like, also, like, be in connect with them outside of the club. So I was like, fuck it. I'm like, fuck around and find out. Let's do this. So I actually had a boyfriend at that time. I had a boyfriend.
How'd that work out?
So he was actually very chill about me dancing because I never gave any indication of me doing anything with any guys. Like, I never, that is like, and if you know me as a person, I'm not the type to, like, overstep boundaries.
Did you give him any money?
Okay, here we get into the juicy stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, I thought it was a great question. It was fitting.
When I started OnlyFans, I had a very small account. And then this is on my old Twitter. I had about, like, a few hundred thousand followers, and I remember...
I was going to say you had a few hundred thousand dollars. I said, hell motherfucking yes, I wish. The one you want to break on.
Bro, I wish. At that time, I fucking wish. But, no, so my old Twitter account, I had a video that's non-OnlyFans related. It is the most cringe, the most... It's. I look back at that video, I'm like, oh, my God. So, you know dubstep, that music.
Yeah, for sure. I remember when it hit the scene real hard.
There's a video of me in my Prius, my little Prius. I was driving, I was vibing, and it was this crazy dubstep song, and I'm like headbanging in there like a spaz, and I start like just getting so passionate and screaming and shit like that. That video went viral, and people were making fun of me or whatever. Then people started sending me death threats, like,
why?
Just for me headbanging in my car. I know it's cringe. Now I look back and I'm like, what? You know,
I mean, but I don't think it's death message worthy.
Bro,
it's not
people are
death threat worthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, headbanging.
Yeah.
They want to kill you?
Yeah. People go feral on social media. Absolutely feral. So I had that video go viral. And one of my closest friends, she was like, Bella, you have no idea what your potential is here. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, plug in your OnlyFans link underneath that video. She's like, you're going to get, like, more money and subscribers. That, my friends, is when my life changed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I started making a lot more, like, a significant amount more. And I was like, oh my God. And I mean, I didn't really have a guidance on, like, how to do content or whatever. Started making, like, really good connections with some of my fans. Me and my ex at that time were making videos, and this is when things got a little weird. I started feeling really guilty. He went to school. He had a really, really good job. A very good paying job. And I mean, I started making more money than him, and things got interesting.
Well, when you start making more money than him?
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I feel like it's
wouldn't bother me, baby. Yeah. Wouldn't bother me. I'm sorry.
Dude,
some of my old ways are just popping out.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Donnie, I'm sharpening my fucking fangs.
What are we buying today?
What the fuck are we buying today?
Let's go.
Rari, maybe? F12?
Bro.
I don't know. Something in the ballpark.
Aroma, Pista.
Fuck it.
All
his
that
and hers.
Porsche 911 Turbo S.
Let's
there we go.
Let's fucking do it. Come on, baby.
A Conisec. Let's get a Conisec.
You gonna talk.
I love cars. I love cars.
Yes. We're gonna take a walk and we're gonna go chop it up.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Going off.
But back to your boyfriend though, like in the whole situation.
So the whole situation got really strange. He started requesting that I pay him 20% of my OnlyFans.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
I knew that had to be coming. Like,
oh yeah,
that mix.
It's very tough. Like, from all my friends and stuff, it's very typical for the man to do that.
Yeah.
So I mean, I was a young girl and I wanted to make my partner happy and I started paying him 20%. And then he started getting mad at me and like controlling what I said to people and like, you know, controlling me, like being really, really scared that I was cheating on him when it's just one of those situations where I'm like, you're the only person that I'm making the content with, like. And it's been long ago, so I don't really remember all of the dynamics. I started paying more of my rent. So I was paying more than 50% of the rent of the place that we had because he was making less than me. And he convinced me that it was making less. And then whenever I would go against his will, he would start freaking out on me and started saying like, you are just disgusting and all this. Like, this is like, I'm just like, okay. Typical. So... they're gotten to a point where, you know, I had a good support group and they're like, Bella, this is not normal. This person's like, this is not okay. Like, you shouldn't feel trapped. And so, you know, I finally just ended things with him and then we just, you know, I moved out and that it was kind of
it's like, and I'm gonna be honest. This is a piece of what I hate about squares that play this game or try to play that game. It's because when you really look at the shit, right? He was cool with it when you was giving him 20%. Mm-hmm. Then he probably end up starting to want majority of it. You know, you get a little bit, of course you want more. And I get that part of it, you know, but to sit there and start telling that you're just a whore and all that shit, like, bro, church, you done stood behind her campaign. If you just ain't fucking with her, dip.
This is not the first time, like, both past my, like, it, the second relationship was a little worse, and I don't want to, like, go, like, a deep dive into, like, a lot, but,
yes,
like,
you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah, come I on. Do, actually. Let's I really do.
You really do. I think we should. Okay. I mean, let that shit out, baby.
Exactly, and it's, like, I, you know, this, what I've gone through is just kind of, like, where I'm, you know, where I'm at. I'm just, like, I learned a lot from every traumatic experience, or not even traumatic, but every bullshit experience that I've had to get through, I've always come out, you know, a better person. So after that relationship, I moved out, got my own apartment, and this was during COVID, and I was only at the apartment for a few months. I moved on real fast. I started talking to another guy over here in Florida.
You detach really easy. Donnie, don't
no.
you fucking start, bro.
No. I mean, yes. No. Well, I was really done with that relationship. I was done. Like, there was a point where I just didn't even want to come home. So I moved on pretty fast. So I started talking to this guy in Florida. And soon enough, it was during COVID, we become whatever, super close and whatever. And soon enough, I'm in a relationship with this man and I moved to Tampa. So this was after Portland. I moved to Tampa.
One side of the country to the other, huh?
And I only knew this man for like 3 months. So I was very bold, very sporadic.
Well, I get it that life does move fast.
It does.
I get that part. I'll resonate with you. We're like, hey, man, you know, you just kind of go with the flow. If that's how you feel, get up and make the move. Mm-hmm. I'm just not with people getting married in a month, in 2 months. That's the only thing. I get it. Motherfuckers want to go try something. You got time on your hands. You ain't got no kids. He's got time on his hands. Ain't got no kids. Y'all can actually go try it versus just making that big ass move and really like merging your lives.
Bro, yeah. So I don't know. Also, I just felt because Portland was all shut up down. Shut down and people were rioting everywhere.
For sure.
I felt very unsafe there. So another reason I was like, you know what? Bella's going to go on a new adventure, open a new chapter. So I moved to Tampa and, you know, things were good, whatever. And with this shit, you know, Tampa's great.
I like Tampa.
Yeah.
It's a fun place to be.
It's fun, but I had to move out recently to Miami because there's so much, it's becoming too crowded. So, I mean, Miami's crowded too, but yeah. But I lived in Tampa for about 3 years. Yeah, 3 years.
No, come on. There's more to that story. I can tell, like, you have more to say. So what was it like within them 3 years?
So it was really...
What the fuck was going on? Who were you with and how were you with him?
So I started bodybuilding with this man. And we did, like, that's, like, one of our connections that we had. And it was really good at first. Like, we, you know, the you know, the honeymoon stage. And like,
did you do it because you liked it, or you did it because that's what he did and you just wanted to fit in?
No, 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 no. So he started after me. So, I mean, we kind of started together with my coach back in Portland. He's my coach back in Portland's literally a homie. Like, he's my brother. So like, we're very close. And so he started working with him, and, you know, I started doing shows and, you know, dieting, prepping and stuff. And that was like majority of our relationship. So and when you're with bodybuilding, it's like you pretty much push your body to the point where it's like you're fighting your own instincts, and you become so like drained and so very, very lean to the point where you can't even move almost in a day. So we were both going through that, and that obviously put tensions. And if you add in a little sauce here and there, it changes. It really, if you have mental issues, if you add anything that enhances you, it makes everything 10 times worse, and you go down a rabbit hole. So I experienced seeing the destruction of someone over 3 years. Not destruction, but mentally just disappear. And like
mentally broken,
and it just got worse and worse. And I'm saying, like, I saw this person change over the 3 years to someone that I don't even know. And like, I was still stuck on the thought of him, you know, being that person again, and it never came back. And so it, you know, it just started off like he was going to school and then quit college because he saw how successful I was on OnlyFans. And, you know, I was like, okay. And whenever I'm in love, I just want to support my partner no matter what. And I'm just like, you know what? You could go do. I'm not pressuring you. I never pressured him to do that. I'm like, you could. Okay. And, you know, he quit that because he thought he wanted to be bigger, just as big as I was. And, you know, I like was supportive. And
bodybuilding, right?
Yes.
You don't look that big, sweetie.
Yeah, no, there's different categories. There's different categories.
Because last time I checked, bodybuilding was bodybuilding. Like,
oh, no, from no, the no.
Like, maybe I'm stereotyping it, and that's my bad. Yeah, but, yeah. Like, from how, and I don't want to be a stereotype. No. I'm like, I've seen it was motherfuckers really on yolk. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
really
majority. Small. Yeah, whenever, I mean, for guys, for sure, you can definitely tell. For girls, there's several different divisions. There's bikini, wellness, figure, then you have physique, and then you go into, there's another one. I should know this one, but I forgot.
It's okay.
But the bikini ones, you don't really, they stay small. They stay smaller, and like not everyone is like super like big.
No, not even, but just chiseled, you know?
Yeah,
You look like you've skipped a few gym days.
Yes, yes.
You know, you're not big, but you're not big neither. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
To where you could tell you just got out the gym this morning.
Yes,
getting it.
Yes, I actually did 40 minutes of cardio this morning before I came here. So weird. I stay on bodybuilding definitely taught me like a good routine on fitness and stuff. So it also taught me a lot of discipline. I had to stop doing it. It's mostly from what I experienced with that man. And I just, it just put a lot of mental tax on me. And I just, with what I'm doing on OnlyFans, it took a lot out of my life. And I had to be like, okay, so what is going to bring me further? And what should I focus on? And I just said, you know, OnlyFans. And I have respect for the bodybuilding community. Like, it's no big deal. But, like, from what I experienced, you know.
You're going where the money's going, pretty much.
Yeah.
You want to go where the money's at.
Of course.
What was your best experience that you feel like you've gained having an OnlyFans?
Being able to show myself and also show my personality through the content that I make and make my own schedule. I'm able to have freedom to...
You want to show yourself getting fucked? Because, I mean, that's what you're doing on
exactly.
OnlyFans. I'm saying, so you said you like to show
I
your
mean,
art.
Everyone has their own niche. I mean,
of
I'm...
Of course,
exactly.
Of course.
I'm not just doing, like, regular old stuff on there. I mean, there's, like, niches. I'm not going to really... I don't really want to go too much into detail of what's
Why
on.
Why do you... No, detail. What is it?
So like, I have like very rough sex. That's the type
so
of
getting
stuff.
Thrown around and shit breaking.
Yeah, threesomes. What else? Just like a bunch of role play stuff. Like I have a variety of things, and also like a lot of people like, you know, pre workout, post workout, personal
trainer.
Are
you ever interested in dressing up as a Power Ranger
for Halloween?
No, for an OnlyFans. I'm gonna link you with Sherry DeVille. So
I've dressed up. I've definitely
built her team.
She's been looking to build her team lately. I'm like, if you're down to be a Power Ranger, I might got some work for you. You know?
Yeah. I do want to cosplay. My thing is like, I do really want to cosplay a Game of Thrones scene. I want to be Khaleesi, but like, as I'm saying, I try to add like a little creative stuff and like.
What if there's like four Khaleesis in there and they're all fighting each other to try to get the dick? You know what I'm saying?
Reverse gangbang.
Like, and they're all fighting each other, like trying to get, you know, the person that gets to it gets
bloodbath.
Yeah, like fucking gets crazy and gory, and like the last person's all showered in blood and they get to get the dick, you know.
I don't think that's allowed on OnlyFans. Honestly, I'm pretty sure that's not allowed. But.
I mean, it's crazy because it's like OnlyFans, it allows a lot. I feel like the sex industry, especially the virtual sex industry, man, it thrives because there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean?
Like, that industry's never going away. Like, there's so much. There's, you know, everyone has their own personality, and you see these girls, and it's like, oh my God. She's, you know, I've had people approach me even on the streets of like, hi, are you Bella? Like, are you Fit Madonk? I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, hi, you've seen a lot of me. But like, usually every person that I've met has always been like super respectful. So, you know, it's kind of cool. Like being, you
know. It's gotta be crazy, right? Walk down the street, see a couple. The woman that you see with her man, she done caught him looking at your OnlyFans, and they end up running into you like just out in the open.
Bro, I actually, dude, I kid you not, I saw
this
guy. That's
gotta be fucked up that ever happens.
I saw this guy it was just right when I moved to Miami. This person approached me with his girlfriend. He's like, "You're famous or something." I'm like, "Am I?" I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh," I'm like, "Hi." You follow me on Instagram or something. And I'm like trying to just like play the part. Cause like, I mean, you never know. I mean, my Instagram is not that big, but like my Twitter is everywhere. And
what's the worst thing you've ever experienced on OnlyFans?
Burnout, a little bit, a little burnout, because I think for me, it's like feeling like I'm never caught up. It's me always trying to come up with like bigger plans, bigger, you know, the worst part is just like feeling like you're never, you know, I'm a workhorse, and I always, you know, I love doing my customs for my fans. I always get those. It's just like, I just feel like a lot of times, like I am a hamster running on a wheel and just.
Well, for content, I feel like it's relevancy. Like you have to constantly keep that going, you know, because if you fall out the loop or out the algorithm of that shit, it can be crucial to your character or what you're trying to portray to bring in your bread and butter. You know what I mean? So you always got to one up yourself. But
exactly. And it's like, you know, my content is, you know, it's porn, and everyone knows me for doing BG content and GG content and threesome. So it's
what's
like
that boy, girl,
and whatever comes, you know, they like seeing me with other people. So for me, it's, you know, it's hard.
Thought you were about to hit the alphabet on me for a second.
Huh?
Thought you were going to start going down the alphabet for a second.
Oh, no. No. For me, it's just, you know, it's just like keeping up with that, you know, scheduling collabs and all that stuff gets overwhelming sometimes.
You have a manager?
I have my friend who is my assistant, and she does everything for me in terms of scheduling, in terms of like organizing, you know, like content days, also like shooting days. And you know, I tell her, I'm like, hey, I have a hair appointment on this day, because my mind is a million miles an hour.
Hey, have you ever, and the only reason, and I'm gonna tell you why after I ask you this, like, have you ever had any problems? You know, have you guys ever had any problems?
No.
You and her, like, have you ever ran into any type of like issues?
Absolutely not. Her and her boyfriend, I trust them with my entire life. I met them actually, they were former friends of my ex, and that's how I met them, and they're my best friends now. They're practically family. And
I don't know about that. Not saying that they're not to you, but I'm just saying I would find it a little, like, just me, I would find it a little sketch, because I'd be like, damn, these were friends of the dude that I was with. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I mean,
I was with him before, and they were his friends before.
No, the
and then
whole
we all kind of cut him off and kind of just went on our fucking hunky-dory ass way.
Exactly. I mean, that's what it might look like from an outsider perspective.
That's what it sounds like. Sweet.
Yes. Well, yes.
It's what it sounds like. Yes. I'm not going off of what it looks like, but what it said, because I wasn't there to see it. But
exactly.
What it sounds like to me is it kind of was like,
yeah, but
it's kind of snakish.
A little bit.
A little bit, right? I ain't trying to just call the kettle black.
No, not at all. Actually, no, I take that back. No. I take that back. I completely take that back because they're friends with me because they experienced firsthand of what...
Who are they friends with first?
Him. They saw a lot of things that he did to me, like also talked behind my back and the way he talked about me in front of them. Hey, and
I'm going to tell you this. That shit don't matter. And I'm going to tell you why it don't matter. That's y'all fucking relationship.
Yeah.
That's something that y'all got to deal with. It should never, there shouldn't be sides picked in that. If y'all gonna all be friends, y'all still all be friends. Not one gets cut off because they didn't agree with the relationship. They don't need to sit back and sit on the couch with popcorn and watch the fucking relationship take place. Fuck all that shit, man. No. Hey, what y'all go through is what y'all go through because people go through shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But
you wasn't perfect neither.
Of course not. I'm not gonna say I was perfect. I mean, yeah, it takes
two to tango, baby.
Exactly. But I'm saying this. I learned all this stuff after the relationship ended. So I ended the relationship and I learned all this stuff and they slowly, like, it wasn't just like a complete cutoff. And it was, you know, and like, it was like a bunch of people came out to me and they're like, I'm, you know, as I said, it was a very messy, I'm still trying to work through what I experienced.
I just feel like sometimes, I was going to make the point earlier, I feel like sometimes with friends, like in the business, go back to the business aspect. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with friends, they'll have the tendency to maybe slack and lack in certain departments sometimes because we are friends. They're not really, they're putting the friendship first more than the business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just know sometimes there can always be hiccups, especially when you do business with a friend.
And I mean, over the past few years, I have been taken advantage of from multiple people because I look past that and I look at that I'm like a friendship. And with them,
it's a good trait, baby. Don't ever change that. Like, give people chances. Don't be tainted from last situations.
No,
and bleed
exactly.
On to the
next. But I analyze a lot. And, you know, I have to look out for, like, some tendencies that people might present to me for, you know, it's like, do I trust this person? And it's like, you just have to feel the people out before you actually, like, do things with them. That's, like, how I am. I try to learn a lot about people before I make any sort of business decisions with them, before I, you know, I run it back to, like, people that I trust of, like, okay, should I sign this contract? Is this okay? Like, you know, you have to be smart about all that stuff.
How's it been for you lately, like, dating with inside, like, OnlyFans?
I've been single for a while, and I'm happy single. I mean, I'm pretty happy. For me right now, like, with dating with OnlyFans, I've noticed that it really does hinder what is available out there for me because of what I do for work. And, you know, first off, it bothered me a little bit. And, you know, I was like, well, I'm never going to find love. I'm unlovable and stuff like that. But, like, also, you know, right now I'm enjoying life. I'm in my 20s. I'm enjoying life a little bit.
How old are you? 21?
I'm 24. Yeah.
Haven't even officially lived a quarter of your life yet. 25 is a quarter of your life.
Quarter of my life, yes. But, no, I'm 24, and I'm just, like, thinking it's, like, you know.
Is this going to be something forever that you would want to do, or are you just trying to get your bag up and get the fuck out?
Exactly. I mean, yes.
Thank
I mean,
you
right
now,
yes. Okay. And for me, it's just, I'm not, right now, if I ever decided to get in a relationship, I couldn't do it because I have my energy poured out into other ventures right now that I can't give my entire person, myself, to someone else. Friends, I have a lot of guy friends. You know, it's just, it's fine to have that. But for me...
Pretty much you're saying, hey, you got some niggas you fuck on, is what you're saying. You got some people you fuck on, and, you know, it's been cool. Friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. Hey, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Come through, fuck, don't fall asleep. Get your ass up, make a move.
You'd be surprised. My sex life has been...
As soon as you bust a nut, get the fuck up. Don't even lay on top.
Exactly.
You need a rag, it's in the cabinet.
No, it's funny. I mean, I do have guy friends, but it's not...
I got some man soap under the sink. Go in there and grab some. I keep it for times like this.
Exactly.
These bitches are evil.
No, actually...
Ruthless.
It's so funny because actually, like, if you think about it, like, ever since I moved, my sex life has been pretty non-existent. Like, that's not what I'm trying to focus... I mean, collabs... Okay, Yes, collabs. That's all I've been doing. But like in terms of like friends or like people, past people that I've hooked up with, it's like that's out of, I haven't. It's been a long time, but I've just been really focusing on my business and trying to build this business and like trying to expand out of OnlyFans as well. With
what
like,
else do you want to do?
Real estate. I have, I want to build up my real estate portfolio. On top of that, you know, I want to go.
Would you fuck to sell a house?
Wait.
Like if somebody, all right, maybe that was not me. Like, God, like hella, what? Do you got to fuck one, kill one, marry one, go. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were in real estate, right, and some dude was like, yeah, I'll buy this house, say the house worth a few million, you know, and it's about to be a big sale for you. And he's like, I mean, I'll buy this house. You let me bust you down in the master bedroom real quick. I'll sign on the dotted line right now. Would you be down?
Would
your OnlyFans ways come back?
It depends. Yeah. No, it doesn't depend. I just
would your whole days and whole phase move back up on you?
I just get worried about like the subconscious of like, I mean, I do have sex online for money, but that this is like a different realm outside of OnlyFans, and I don't really do it. I don't do anything like that outside.
You don't do anything outside.
I mean, there will be other buyers. What, you know, there could be other buyers. Just might wait. Moralities. Who am I kidding? Morals, but I'm just saying, it's like
right.
No.
Who has those anymore?
No, I just don't personally. I don't feel comfortable with myself to do something like that because then.
But baby, that's some bullshit. And I'm gonna tell you why.
I mean,
love you to death.
Yes.
But that's bullshit because you're already pretty much doing it. Like, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I
like,
mean, yes.
I hate that people be like, oh, well, there's a limit because you don't want to cross over and hit that, oh, well, now am I a hoe? Am I a prostitute? Am I this? Am I that? Like, baby, sex, selling sex is selling sex.
Yes.
If you're going to go, go.
I'm fully aware.
You know what I mean? If you're going to go, go.
But imagine, okay, this, you can correct me if I'm wrong. If someone has kinks, you know, and they don't want to do certain kinks, this is kind of like something that I just don't want to cross that line. Mm. It's like people have preferences, and this is me having a preference I don't want to cross.
What's the, what do you feel like the pros and cons of OnlyFans is?
Pros? I mean, I love my life with it. I mean, there's, you know, I make my own schedule. I'm able to travel. Like this year, I'm actually going to be really focusing on travel overseas. Mm. And, you know, with like a regular job, like a 9-to-5, I'd have to ask for PTO and worry about all that stuff. And with OnlyFans, it's like I can work outside of the country. So that's like one of my missions. I'm able to work from anywhere. And if you use OnlyFans as a, you know, as a not a tool, but also, yeah, as a tool to help prepare yourself for the future, you're set, man. You're set. If you put enough money into investment accounts, if you put enough money, if you save enough money and, you know, also just venture off into other passions that you have, because OnlyFans has given me the ability to have time to explore my passions. If you use it to your advantage, you're set for life. You can be done by like 30, 35.
Is OnlyFans legal to do in all countries?
No. I think Bali it isn't.
No?
Bali is for sure not.
Canada open to it?
Yeah.
Only reason I ask is, you know, they be having their own set of fucking rules.
Exactly.
Up there. Matter of fact, I did do Karina Kova. Actually, she does OnlyFans content. And she's from up there. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess they do get down up there. I just know Canada be tripping. Even though they're close to us, yeah. And we got a damn bridge connected to them. It's still, they don't.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I mean, before you travel to a country, I probably would study and be like, what is allowed, what isn't allowed? Because I know that some countries also block off, like, OnlyFans in itself because it's illegal. Because
some of your fans might want to see you do some content over in another setting or another place.
Yes.
Or, you know what I'm saying? When you might be on the beach and ain't nobody looking. You're out on your beach little front or whatever the fuck. You can get something in real quick with a camera. No, I'm just saying, like, different places across the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, people want to see, they're going to probably want to see you in different settings. They're not going to always want to just see you in your fucking bedroom.
Exactly. And that's, like, my thing right now. It's like, I need to add some spice. I need to do something.
That's why
with
I said, I'm like, hey, man, you might need to go and do some shit in the rainforest some motherfucking where across the fucking world. Like, hey, sitting there fucking banging yourself Machu next Pichu. To a caterpillar.
Actually, no, not Machu
like,
Picchu.
You know what I'm saying? They might want to see something different. I know I'm not off
in
here
the
with
mountains.
It.
Not Machu Picchu. That's a sacred ground. But like I'm saying, like somewhere in the mountains over a waterfall, you know, you could title a video saying making waterfalls under a waterfall. Like, you know, just there's so many clever things you can do. But for cons of OnlyFans is, you know, you have to accept the fact that people aren't, you know, a lot of people aren't going to respect you. And you just kind of have to accept the fact that people are going to shit on you for what you do for work. And that is, you know, my whole entire, you know, my family is okay with it. They don't say anything about that. They just let me do what I have to do. But people who I meet, you know, it's like, what do you do for work? It's like, you know, it's like OnlyFans or, and then I'll say what I do for work. I'm not afraid of hiding what I do for work because I don't want to keep, you know, whenever somebody first meets me, it's like, you know, but unless if it's like a CEO or something, then I'll like come up with something.
I've been, you know, I let you pass with the, with your ex-boyfriend shit, but you didn't tell me everything. Why? Why didn't you tell me everything? Why didn't you tell me that you caught your ex sucking dick and taking it up the ass? Why didn't you tell me? I was just waiting for you. I was like, all right, is she going to say it?
Well, I got off a tangent.
You didn't say that you found your man doing gay tactics.
Okay, so he started his OnlyFans with me. And I thought it was just like, you know, I never watched his content. I didn't even check his Twitter or anything. And he said he was doing collabs with guys. And I was like, okay. And he says there was nothing like going on. There was like, he's like, this is just, you know, we're just doing muscle shows and shit like that. And, you know, he was a very negative person. And would, like, you would just shit on people all the time and like talk shit about. And he would always call me a disgust. Whenever things went really bad, he would say, you are a disgusting whore. You're like, and I was paying for everything for him. He didn't pay me for the last 4 months of rent. Like 2 weeks after my dad died, he downloaded Tinder and was scrolling on Tinder because I wasn't putting out enough. If you really want to know the deep details of who this man was.
I do.
Pulled out Tinder, downloaded Tinder. When I went to go visit my best friend in Austin, I come back and, you know, I got a little irritation down there and, I find out that when I was in Austin, Texas, it caused something. And I got blamed for some of the stuff, and because I did the last collab that I did was with my friends. They're all tested. I'm very safe about it. And I got blamed for giving that, you know, I just found,
so it
I found evidence.
So it was like,
I found,
it was just the coincidence.
And it wasn't even like a serious irritation. It was just irritation.
But I think it was what it was probably was the coincidence of time. You just got done shooting and just doing some content with somebody. And then you end up getting that fucking with him. So you're kind of like, well, damn, where did all this come from? Now there's questions.
Yeah, but the collab was about tested. It was 4 weeks ago. And I remember getting a test after that collab. And I'm very anal now. Like,
so
about,
do you feel like since he was fucking
So that
dudes,
was weird. That was weird. I didn't know that he was smashing dudes at that time, really. Yeah. I like it was on the back burner and and I find out that when I was gone there was text evidence. I mean, I'm crazy.
Was it given or taken?
Oh no, it was a girl. It was a girl. And you know, I find out that he was telling all of our friends that we were broken up and we weren't at that time. I know I was very well aware that we weren't.
No, I'm saying you've seen him sucking dick, right? You saw him.
This
doing
was recent. This was recent. This was very recent, like a few weeks ago. Someone sent me the video. That's, you know, there was a video of it.
He been doing it though. He had been doing
yeah.
it.
He yeah, yeah. He deleted. I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's off social media and stuff. Like that's like he just. I don't know what I. He's off socials and shit like that. So as I said, I never really saw anything. But like I'm saying that like for how he acted towards me and disrespected me when I was, you know, I'm very supportive. I did a lot on, you know, in the relationship to change myself because I recognize my faults. It's not that I demand a lot, but all I was demanding was for him to find something outside of OnlyFans. And he was like, you're a fucking hypocrite.
Oh, he found something, all right.
Yeah.
He found something, all right, buddy.
No, but this was during his. This was during when he had his account.
You never know where you. You never know where you push a person to until you push him.
But like I'm saying, like this was. I mean, I think that his excuse would have been like, "Oh, this is just for money," and I mean, yeah. I respect it, and it's not, I don't find, I mean, I'm bisexual. I don't find anything wrong. Like, if you're being such a negative, terrible person to other people.
So that's what you say your problem was. You were like, I don't give a fuck what he did, how he did it. You were like, you just didn't like how he treated you and treated people.
Yes, yes. And then in the meantime, I'm just like, this is, you know, you gave, like, him... And even his family, bro, I would listen to conversations of his mom screaming through the phone. You're dating a fucking whore. She is ruining you. Fuck this bitch. I wish you guys have never met. Like, she is disgusting. All the names in the book. And I heard this almost every month. Like, he would talk to his mom. And he wouldn't really defend me over anything.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then he, whenever things went wrong, he started screaming at me, calling me the disgust. He's like, you are fucking disgusting. You're nobody's gonna love you. I don't ever want you. I don't want you. And like, meanwhile, I'm like just trying to like, I'm trying to fix it. And like, I'll say like, I would have meltdowns because I didn't know what else to do to help this situation. And then I find out that he's like downloading Tinder 2 weeks after my fucking dad died. It's like, it's disrespectful. It's the most form of disrespect after me taking care of him for years and guiding him. And, you know, I paid for his cartoon because one of his last things that I paid for was his cartoon because he's like, you owe this to me. I'm in your videos. I help you with your TikToks. I help you with all of this. And you owe me this. And you make so much money. You're disgusting. You're so selfish. And like all this shit. I'm like, dude, this is my money. Yes, I'll take you out to dinner. I'll do whatever. And like, it's just more so of like me never feeling enough ever. So it's just like, it was an endless cycle of me, you know, I would have like meltdowns and he would call me crazy for having these meltdowns. He would go to his friends and saying like, this bitch is so fucking crazy. I hate her and all this shit, like behind my back, bro. And meanwhile, I'm like here, I'm like going to my therapy. I'm trying my best to figure out like, okay, what is what I can do to improve this relationship? I stopped demanding money of him because I was afraid that he would explode on me when I was paying rent and stuff like that. And he's like, you see me struggling and you don't even care and all this shit. I'm just like, so, you know, I'm still, you know, it's something. I mean, I broke up with him a while ago. It was like during last year. And I mean, like, I just, you know, it's just like one of those things. It's like, I wish him the best. I really do wish him the best, but he should be a lot smarter about things. And I mean, finding that video recently, and also I found out that some of my friends who lived in the same building as me, or like some people in my building, saw him doing stuff with guys on the balcony. And I'm just like, oh, I'm like, okay. Yes, a lot of people saw that. And like, I remember like walking in one time and they were like in the other room and they were like moaning and shit like that. I was like, oh, and I just left. It's like one of those things.
Who was?
My ex and some other person. I don't know. I think he was planning. I think I knew that he was doing a collab and I had no idea what they were doing. And like, I was in such a weird headspace that I just kind of just ignored it and just left. And, you know,
I'm going to be honest. It fucked you up. I could tell it fucked you up. Like, your mind's fucked up from all that.
That's why I'm staying single for a while.
Your mind's fucked up.
But in the grand scheme of things, I am actually very thankful for him to put me through that stuff, as crazy as it seems.
No, it doesn't. It's a learning lesson. It's because an experience. You needed that part of your life. Exactly. You
the universe has its life. Strange ways of working. Right. Because ever since I ended things with him, I mean, of course, like it was very hard for me to let go. We became very emotionally bonded. And so like having that and like living with this person 24/7 and them suddenly being gone is like, and then my, you know, it's just like last year was a lot of losses. Like I had a lot of losses last year, my dad and like our friend, please blur out the name, our friend, one of our good friends. And then losing him as well. It was just like, where am I? What am I doing? So like the past, you know, I disassociated for a while. just to, you know, I don't even remember past, I don't remember the months past from November through January, February, just because I just wanted to work and I worked and I worked and I worked. And just to, that's the thing that made me feel good, because working is something, what working does for me, it makes me more money and that makes me feel a little bit better. But, you know,
it's a piece of structure.
Exactly.
It keeps you like, no matter what, like, you know what this is going to do. So you're just going to work at this, keep your head out of the, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head out the bullshit.
I powered through and I have the most genuine, the most supportive people in my life, and I would not trade them for the world. Like, I've, all of my friends came to me and they have been super supportive. My friends that, like, I trust with my life, like, they are family. Like, all my friends that I have met are very, very genuine people, and I have a small circle of friends, and each one is like, I have like some sort of like, I'm very spiritual, and I have like some sort of connection with them where it's like, I go through something and then they go through something very similar. And then I go through something, they go through something very similar. And like, it just the way it is, because like, I had a lot of people come to help support me and get through this. And I recently, you know, I'm in Miami, living the really fun life over there, and I'm enjoying myself. I love being alone. I've learned to be comfortable with being alone. I have two awesome dogs.
You look like you slept on the damn beach last night.
Wait, really?
Like, you woke up and just came out. I mean, just the apparel.
Oh, yeah.
You just, like, you just kind of rolled out of the sand and was like, oh, shit.
Hello. I got to go do a Shark Tank interview. Sunshine. Meanwhile, it's cloudy outside. Like, bro.
What can we expect? My last question. What can we expect from Bella, like, the next 5-10 years? I love doing these documentations. I ask everybody this, mm-hmm. because when people go see you 5-10 years, even yourself, you better hold yourself accountable to what you said before it all happened.
Yeah, since the next 5-10 years, I see myself being in different business ventures. Yeah. I think I'll still have my OnlyFans, because like, I still want to keep that up a little bit. I mean, why quit? In the next 5-10 years, I'm going to probably start taking skincare classes, because I have a deep passion for taking care of my skin, taking care of myself. And I would like to probably like really study into that and open up like a business with that, and then do YouTube, focus on building my YouTube, and also just stuff that like, you know, is past what I, you know, past my body. And, you know, I have a lot of insight on, you know, issues, and I have a lot of insight on like, you know, with my past that I've been through. It's just, I feel like I want to help people. So, and I'd like to retire probably by like 35 and just travel and just live life off my investments and stuff. So
I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Me, for real.
Thank you for
having
me. How
was the experience? Okay, 1, 2, 3, boom, it's done. How was the experience?
Great. It was amazing. It was actually great.
No, I appreciate you, baby, for coming and fucking with me and sitting down. Like I say, man, the door's always open. You always want to come talk to me? Hey, counselor's door's right here, man. Just come knock on it. I'll be sitting right here.
Oh my gosh.
Just don't come in and always fucking bother me, because I got shit to do.
You know what? I always got shit to do too, so I feel okay.
Hey, you can always come pay me for counseling. We'll get you right. Sis therapy.
There we go.
Sis therapy.
There
right
we
here,
go.
Baby.
Beautiful. You know, beautiful.
I appreciate you, love.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Shark Tank, no jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Donnie, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.